Have you ever heard of an airline where every single seat is business class? No economy, no basic economy, no premium economy. Just business class, wall to wall. I'm Tower, and this is ATS on Radio Hangar. That airline exists. Or rather, it existed until about a week ago, because Beyond just hit the pause button, and the reason why should matter to anyone who burns jet fuel for a living, or AVGAs, for that matter. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what you need to know. Beyond, that's B-E-O-N-D, is a Maldives-based carrier that launched with a bold idea. Forget the traditional cabin mix. Forget cramming 200 passengers into a narrow body. Just fly an all business class configuration and charge accordingly. They operated Airbus A319 aircraft, flying routes primarily between the Maldives and select European destinations, high-end leisure travel, think honeymooners, resort goers, people willing to pay a premium for a premium experience, and now they've suspended all operations until October. The stated reason is fuel costs, and I want to unpack that, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Fuel is the single largest operating expense for any airline, typically running somewhere between 25 and 40% of total costs depending on the carrier. When prices spike, airlines with thin margins feel it first. And here's the thing about an all-business class model. You have fewer seats generating revenue per flight. A standard A319 carries around 140 passengers. In an all-business layout, you might have 44, maybe 50 seats, so your revenue per departure depends entirely on premium ticket prices, staying high enough to cover costs that don't shrink just because you have fewer passengers. The aircraft still burns roughly the same amount of fuel, whether it's carrying 50 people in lie-flat seats or 140 in standard economy. So, when fuel prices climb, the math gets brutal fast. You can't spread the cost increase across 140 fares. You're spreading it across 50 or fewer. Each ticket has to absorb a much larger share of that fuel bill. Now, this affects you if you're paying attention to the broader fuel market, and you should be. Jet fuel prices have been volatile, driven by global supply chain pressures, refinery capacity constraints, and geopolitical factors that I won't get into, because this isn't that kind of show. But the trend matters for general aviation too. AVGAS and Jet-A don't exist in separate universes. They share refinery infrastructure, distribution networks, and pricing pressures. When jet fuel spikes, AVGAS tends to follow. Maybe not dollar for dollar, but the direction of travel is usually the same. If you're a flight school operator, a charter pilot, or just someone who flies recreationally and watches your fuel bill, keep an eye on this. The same forces squeezing Beyond out of the sky until October are the same forces that might add another dollar or two per gallon to your next top-off. There's also a bigger industry question here, and I'll flag this as opinion. The all-premium airline model has been tried before. EOS Airlines tried it in the 2000s, flying all business between New York and London. They folded. Silverjet tried something similar. Gone. La Compagnie has managed to hang on, but they've had their struggles. The model works when fuel is cheap and demand for premium leisure travel is high. When either of those conditions changes, the margins evaporate. Beyond says this is a suspension, not a shutdown. They're targeting October to resume. That's roughly 5 to 6 months on the ground. In the airline business, that's an eternity. You've got aircraft lease payments ticking, staff either being paid to wait or being let go and needing to be rehired, slot rights at airports potentially at risk, customer confidence eroding rebooking obligations. It's not as simple as just turning the key again in October. Whether they come back or not is an open question, but the underlying lesson is straightforward. Fuel prices are a force multiplier on business model risk. The thinner your passenger count per flight, the more exposed you are. For those of us in general aviation, the takeaway is practical. Watch fuel prices, budget conservatively, and if you're in a position to lock in fuel contracts or buy in bulk at your home field, now might be the time to have that conversation with your FBO. This one came by way of simple flying. Find more at radiohangar.com. Tower out. Fly smart.